tucked away in the valley of Los Angeles, 42 miles northwest of Disneyland, sits a tiki bar with a 78-drink challenge called the Grog Law. Drink all 78 drinks within 1 year, and you get a plaque with your name on the wall. Let's join two thirsty friends for a little my time as they embark on a drunken journey through the log and talk about dumb shit like theme parks, drinking, and drinking at theme parks.
Welcome to My Time. Do we need a slogan? Do we need a motto? Welcome to My Time.
With Corey and Dave.
With Corey and Dave. A podcast for drinkers, by drinkers, about...
theme parks and other shit.
Yeah.
There you go.
That sounds good. Well, let's print it.
Put it on shirts.
No notes. I've already forgotten what we said. Welcome to another episode. Happy you're joining us for another one that we recorded about a month or two ago.
It's about a month ago, yeah.
Yeah, so why don't we just bank a whole bunch of topical episodes?
And then slowly release them when they're no longer topical.
So right out of the gate, we talk a little bit about that Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow. It's still funny to me, so hopefully
it's funny. We were laughing. We were having a good time.
Hopefully it'll still be funny to you. And we take down two more drinks on the grog log. We gotta chip away at that log.
Slowly chipping.
We're doing a good job. We're almost there. So
We're almost there?
Yeah.
There's like 60 drinks left.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I said we're almost there because we're literally sitting outside of the Tonga Hut recording this intro right now. So I feel like we're almost there as in...
We're literally physically almost there.
So, I'm going to stop recording and then I'm going to walk my ass into the Tonga Hut and start drinking.
Rope drop it.
Yeah. We're here 30 minutes early on a Tuesday. Okay. Yeah. Join us. Back at the hut.
We're here.
Back at Tonga. Feels good. Feels real good.
Feels
not going
nice.
To lie.
Another weirdly rainy day in Los Angeles.
Another weird rainy day. Daughter woke me up at 3:30 this morning saying, yeah, my dream ended. And I said, you mean like you had a nightmare? I'm so sorry. No, my dream ended. Just it ended and now I'm awake.
That was
delightful. So I'm ready for a drink.
The rooster next door woke me up at about 4, so.
Oh, God.
Update for the listeners. My next door neighbor got a rooster. Pray for me.
You got to tell that rooster to fuck off.
I can't. It's getting louder and louder, too.
So we're in the hut. We're on a day that we don't normally come. Emily is our bartender.
She asked, do we want something strong? And I just repeated dealer's choice.
But then I said, but please no. Please no.
Please nothing too bad.
Yeah, please no Beachcomber's Gold. We're not ready for the Beachcomber's Gold.
We're not ready yet.
No, it's not that we're not ready for it. I know I can drink it. We don't have enough listeners for the Beachcomber's Gold
yet.
I don't want to get into the Beachcomber's Gold until we get this. Kind of a big week for theming news. The big theming news that's taking the world by storm, Willy Wonka Glasgow experience.
Yeah.
One of my best friends, Nick, this has reinvigorated him. he has come alive with the Wonka experience. It's delightful. He has gone down a Corey-esque rabbit hole, I would say.
He's just got to know everything. Like,
he's got to know everything about this experience.
It was $40 a head.
Oh, God. Oh,
including children.
I love this. I knew Corey had looked into it. I knew that, like... Corey has also gone down a Corey rabbit hole. I love that.
I sent you something yesterday that said I did go on to a little research of it. Yeah.
It's great. So $40 a person. And what do you get for that $40, Corey?
Well, it was supposed to be an immersive experience into Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. On the website, looked very mysterious, very colorful. Definitely AI generated, but at first glance, you were like, oh, this could be cool. But then looking back now at the website, there's a lot of misspellings, very bad misspellings.
So the flags were there.
The flags were there, but people were just like, oh, cool, I'm totally taking my kid to this. And paid $40 a head, showed up at this huge, 50,000 square foot warehouse that was basically empty.
Well, you remember that famous scene in... And the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
When it was totally empty.
Where it was totally empty. Where Gene Wilder takes the kids. He's like, over there is the
nothing.
Empty warehouse.
Just the nothing. Aside from it being nothing.
Yeah.
No candy, no chocolate, no nothing.
Right.
Willy Wonka was a ginger bearded fellow. He was addressed to give each child one jelly bean.
One jelly bean.
I saw an interview with the guy that was hired to play Willy Wonka the Thursday before it started. It started on a Friday.
Right.
They gave him a 100-page document of lines to memorize. You're and, like, right. all of them were unbelievable. Like, just, it nothing made sense.
And nothing like we've ever seen out of any
No, definitely Wonka. not Wonka-esque, okay?
Yeah.
And then he also took the kids around and introduced them to this creature behind, like, an IKEA mirror that's, like, $45.
Right.
And then this person
yeah.
crawls out from behind
crawls
the mirror.
Out. Yeah.
And he's called the Unknown.
Yeah.
And he supposedly lives in the chocolate factory and is like a rogue chocolatier.
Oh my God, I love this.
And it's terrifying.
This is now canon. This is now Wonka canon, though.
Kids are screaming. Parents are screaming.
Right.
It's kind of, the Unknown kind of looks like the, a little bit of like the Death Eater mask from
yeah.
Harry Potter. Kind
yeah,
of.
It's like a silver Jabberwocky mask or something like.
The footage that has gone really viral is the Oompa Loompa, like, maker.
Oh, God. She
this
just
woman looks
miserable. You know, it could have been worse. I guess they could have had kids just licking the, licking like a poster.
I'm honestly surprised they didn't.
Yeah, taste the wall. Just kids licking the wall over and over again.
It's themed entertainment gone real wrong.
I love theming. You love theming.
Sure.
It's our thing.
This is not our thing.
If you told us, like, hey, Corey, Dave, can you just make something? I mean,
we could have done better.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I think
we could have done better.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We know enough people that are creative. We could have done better.
Well, yeah.
Could have done better your damn garage, dude.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Hey, how about this?
Well, like a tiki wonderland.
I got an idea. Halloween ends.
Yeah.
November 1st, what do we know? They pack up everything from a Spirit Halloween store. Yep. So we know a lot of empty
warehouses. We create our own of them.
Yeah, so we just have a themed My Time experience.
Yep.
So, okay, so everybody.
My Terror.
Ooh. Everybody be on the lookout this November.
My Terror.
My Terror.
M-A-I.
The My Terror, My Time experience at your local Spirit Halloween.
Probably in Southern California.
I'm just going to say, just assume that it's happening and just go.
Yep.
Just go. And then if they're packing up, just
be like, I'm here for My Terror.
Yeah. Just know that when they act confused, that's all part of it.
Yep.
The experience has started.
You paid us the $40.
So. Yes.
Oh, thank you
awesome.
So much.
Oh, thank you. What is it?
The Dawn's Own Planner's Punch. It's one of my favorites.
Okay. Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Let's start grog logging. Now that our drinks have just been delivered, the bartender told us that this is one of her personal favorites. It's called Dawn's Own Planters.
This is the first time we've had
a
rimmed cooling device.
Yeah, I like that.
By form of a wet napkin.
It's also really pretty. It's wearing a little napkin dress.
Yes.
It's beautiful. It's a little too dark in here to see the true color of it.
It looks like iced tea color.
Iced tea. Nice garnish of mint and lemon. Oh, and it's in a tall, skinny guy.
Tall, skinny guy, also called a Collins glass.
Tall, skinny Collins. Dawn's Own Planters. We've got lemon juice, soda water, a little dash of bitters, honey mix, Jamaican rum, and Puerto Rican rum. Oh, I love that the honey mix is in here.
Yeah, that's okay. Good. I kind of have high hopes for this.
Yeah, this is going to be delicious, I think. I'm assuming that Dawn's Own is from our favorite Dawn, Dawn Beach, Ernest.
I would think.
Okay, before we drink this.
Should we read a submitted toast or you want to do your toast?
I want to do my toast because I looked up a Wonka themed toast for today.
Okay.
I'm immediately regretting this. We might have to record this not in public. Oompa Loompa.
Jesus Christ.
Doompity doo. We've got another toast for you. Oompa Loompa. Doompity dog. Here's our cheers while drinking some grog. There's nothing wrong with a glut of tiki. Meeting each week for a beverage or three. No one's called in with a different toast. So you just leave it to the host. The drink's awake, the drink's awake, the drink's awake. The drink's awake, so I'm awake. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-dee.
Did you expect something different from me? You will now toast in happiness to like the dun 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 oompa dun 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 loompa ti 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 doompa dee doo.
You should have let me know if there was a dance with it, because I would have video recorded that. That was amazing.
There you go.
That was awesome, Dave. Yep. Don't edit that, please.
Oh, I love this.
That's really good.
I immediately love this.
Yeah, that's very good.
This.
Ooh.
Okay, yeah. Here's what we're tasting in this.
It's lemony.
It's lemony. It's acidic, but it's also sweet, I think, from the honey.
Yeah. I can definitely taste the honey mix.
It's the honey mix is in there. Honey mix is one part honey, one part water. God, this is
it's very drinkable.
This is so good.
A little bit of mint from the aromas.
Little bit of mint. It's very reminiscent of Three Dots and a Dash, the drink that I like to make. The only thing about Three Dots, it has like kind of like spiciness to it that I think that this one might be missing a little bit.
Yeah, there's not so much bitters in this,
No, it's not bitter at all. I think
but
that
it did have bitters.
It does have bitters. I don't know. You hear me complain about bitters on every episode up to this point.
I try to avoid
bitters.
Give me the bitters.
But this is like delightful.
This is very good.
I'm already going to come out and say that it's a 4 for me. I love this.
I'm going to do my 2-drink tiki. Hold on.
I'm worried that I'm going to suck this down so fast. I'm going to be finished with it very quickly.
It's really good. I would also say it's a 4 for me.
Look at Mr. Beach.
Mr. Beach, he knows what's up. Shall we trust in Emily? We trust.
Yeah, yeah. One of her favorites, one of our favorites now. As we do more of these, we're like, this is a 3. This is a 3. This is a 2.75. This is a 3.
I mean, we were probably talking about this offline the other day. A lot of tiki has a similar undertone, because they're mostly rum-based drinks. They're mostly citrus-based. So, like, a lot of them have a similar taste, yes?
It's kind of like Taco Bell.
It's all good.
How you going to get your beans,
meat,
and cheese? You're going to get it in 6 different ways.
Exactly. And, like, the composition of it may be slightly different, which changes the overall taste.
Mm-hmm.
But very similar undertones. But this is a good mix.
Yeah.
This is a good mix.
Yeah. Thank you, Mr. Beachcomber.
Thank you,
Daddy Beachcomber.
We appreciate you so much.
Thank you for laying the groundwork.
We just lost 12 subscribers for our baby voice.
I know. Oh, man. There's going to be reviews. Love this show. Hate the baby voices.
Yeah, please don't do that ever again.
All right. Well, now we're in the groove. Now we're into it.
We got all of our stickers in today.
Hell yes, baby. They look great.
Cute, cute, cute.
Should we put stickers just like out?
You can't put them on. It's pouring outside.
No, not putting them out. I think just like.
Oh, just leave them on the table.
Just leave them on the table.
Yeah, when we leave?
No. Just like put them out now. So like if people walk by.
Desperate.
Oh, what about in the bathroom? Are the bathrooms in the women's bathroom? There's tons of stickers in the men's bathroom.
Okay, I'll take them in there and see.
Okay, I may put one in the middle. Hey, if you're listening to this podcast and you see the My Time sticker in the Tonga Hut bathroom.
We definitely didn't do that.
Take a picture of yourself in the bathroom.
Oh, and DM it. And we'll send you a free one.
Yeah. Hey, babies, we want your bathroom
pics. Bathroom selfies.
take a picture of yourself.
Oh, this went around quickly.
Take a
picture. Got so quiet.
I want to keep this bit going. But yeah, but please, like... No, all kidding aside, if you're in here, take a picture of yourself in the bathroom. Corey and I love your bathroom pictures.
We're going to put, if it wasn't pouring today, there is a very distinct pole outside where you come in and show your ID that everyone puts stickers on. We will be putting stickers on that pole. Should you take a selfie with that pole with our sticker, DM it to us. We will make sure you get a sticker.
Hey, everybody, show us your best pole dance.
Oh, my God.
Take a picture and dance.
We're going to do 60 minutes of trying to sell people how to get them stickers.
Yeah, and it's just going to elicit nasty
problematic things for us. Anyway, we've got stickers.
Yeah.
So you can call us, you can DM us on Instagram, or you can email us your toast, and then Dave or I will message you back.
Yeah.
For your address, and we will send you a sticker.
We've basically got stickers, and we want to give them to you.
Yeah.
Help us. Help us. Help.
Yeah.
Yeah. The only thing that we ask for in return is that send us a picture with your sticker on you naked.
Jimmy! Jesus! I didn't think you were
going to say that. Just send us your naked pic holding our sticker, I will send you more stickers.
If I send you two stickers, place them above your nipples.
Yeah, and then we'll send you more stickers.
Yeah, there we go. Oh my God, you have to edit so much of this.
No, that's staying in.
Anyway, let the rest of it stand.
This is a Thursday show. You get us on a Tuesday where
it's
we're...
It's a thirsty Thursday. Tuesday, yeah. The beginning of the week, we're together. Yeah. Thursday, we're unraveling.
You get us in here on a Tuesday and we're like, oh, we just had Monday. Now it's Tuesday.
We're starting the week off slow.
In fact, I would say that on Tuesday, I still have a case of the Mondays.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, what have we got? What
okay,
do we got?
What else do we have here? One of the topics I was going to talk about today was like being drunk on rides or being drunk on experiences in Disney.
Yeah.
Like what crazy things you have seen drunk people do at Disney. I think the craziest thing I've ever seen was maybe the year before my bachelor party, me, Britt, and our friends Jeff and Annie went, spent the whole day drinking around Epcot, and about 4 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon, we were in Japan, and we were doing all like the sake tasting, and then the youths of Orlando started rolling
in. Oh, God.
And they were... insane, dude. They were just like loading up shots of sake and like Sapporo and
right.
just going boom, 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 dunking all of them, screaming, going insane. Security came over multiple times. We were all just sitting. It was so sobering. We've been drinking all day, instantaneously, all four of us, stone cold sober, just watching these
yeah,
people
nothing
being like...
Nothing to sober you up. Like, almost getting kicked out of your favorite place
yeah,
and like,
just,
not wanting to be associated with anybody
well,
that's
I mean, we
nearby.
Weren't associated
no,
with
I know,
them
but
by
like,
any means. But we were just watching from afar, just being like, this yeah, is
we're
wild.
We're yeah. such good...
We're such good patrons yeah, of this park.
Yeah, we just yeah. don't want to, like... I don't even want to be, like, near the people that are doing something naughty.
It's crazy. I've also seen in Disneyland proper...
Yeah.
When you get off the tram across from the World of Disney where, like, the bakery was...
Yes.
Where that
okay.
fountain is, the colorful one that looks like
yeah.
a flower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Multiple
the Rapunzel.
Times I've seen people in that fountain.
What?
At Disneyland, like, on a hot summer day.
I've never seen
You've
that.
You've never seen
no.
that multiple times.
I've really never seen at Disneyland and DCA as much alcohol as at DCA as well. I really haven't seen
I've
anybody.
I've never seen anyone.
Maybe
as...
I'm the problem.
cut to Brittany and I pushing around Ozzy when he's 4 years old with two beers in each hand,
yeah.
bumping him with our hips to push him as we're watching Dave's Child. No, I've not seen as obliterated people in DCA as I have in Florida, for sure.
It's mainly Epcot, right? Is Epcot the problem?
I've seen some pretty drunk people at like Hollywood Studios and stuff
yeah.
too. Yeah. But Epcot for sure. Because it's become a thing to do like the drink around the world, you know?
We've talked about your favorite drink at Epcot.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it's a Grand Marnier slush. Do you have a least favorite? Something that was just a total miss? I'm just curious.
I have one that I think is like the most overrated.
Okay, me too. Me too. Because I didn't dislike mine.
I think the avocado margarita from Cava de Tequila.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's as good as people think it is.
Yeah,
in
people love
opinion,
that. That's a true.
Too sweet, too viscous, too something.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of fat in an avocado, and it kind of, that's,
it,
a, I mean, you're describing.
Me.
Yeah.
yeah.
My most overrated drink is the Sapporo slush from Japan.
Describe my face.
Well, I would say that's an agape mouth.
I can understand your criticism. Let me
it's
start
a beer.
Here.
It's a beer.
It tastes flat because of the foam on top.
Yeah, I can't fathom why
I
you would
like
get
it. They also served it at Lunar New Year at DCA, but it had a mango foam on top of a singsao.
Oh, okay. That's kind of
that
cool.
That was actually pretty good.
My thing is that, like...
It makes the beer taste flat. I will give you that.
It makes the beer taste flat. You go in with the expectation that it's going to, for whatever reason, taste a little bit different than a regular beer.
The only difference is it tastes like it's been sitting out for 2 hours.
And yet your mouth was wide open when I said I... thought
because
it was overrated.
It's cold and delicious. On-
it's just like kind of, I don't understand.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm shocked that
we're having a spat.
Yeah, this is our first spat.
Our spat. I don't know. It's a miss for me.
Right, I understand your criticism, even though I had an aversion to it at first.
We have to go down there and just drink our
obviously,
way.
Obviously.
I know.
If you'd like to subscribe to our potential
please.
Patreon.
Please, I know.
We will record our entire drink around the world and release it. And then we will ride on Guardians of the Galaxy, and then you can hear us puking in the bushes the fact.
Here we go. Perfect segue.
Well, should we get
our
second
one? I think we need to get another drink.
Yeah. All right.
Because this one went down so fast.
Smooth.
Honestly.
Emily knows how to mix these cocktails.
Okay. But wait a minute. So we can now talk about drinks that we've had in the past.
This is one of my favorites.
This is one of my favorites. The few highlights that we've had, the Waikikian, I remember loving. I think I maybe would put that one over this one.
I still think that's my favorite, yeah.
But this one is very high up. This is so drinkable. If
It also has some booze in it. Like, I'm feeling a little, like,
I feel happy. Ooh, yeah. I feel the drink's
feel
awake.
Warm.
The drink's awake, baby.
I'm awake. Yeah.
The drink's awake and I'm awake. I think it's a good toast now.
Yeah.
I've come around and I'm like...
I mean, it's our thing. People text me about it all the time, so...
Hey, do you want a shirt that says the drink's awake so I'm awake?
Wait, we have to put on the front, my time to podcast, and on the back, the drink's awake so I'm awake.
We might have to.
Oh my God, we're doing it. We're doing it.
All right, here's the thing. We're going to send you a shirt if you Donald Duck it. That means...
No pants.
No pants, but only
James,
wearing a shirt.
This is a perverted episode. We're leaving you.
We're getting drink number two. Oh my gosh. Drink number two is here, and she's beautiful.
She's a rum lift.
She's a rum lift. Did she say anything like it?
She
this is also
say,
my favorite.
She said this is also very good. Easy drinker. Rum, lots of fruit juices.
Easy drinkers. That's us. Oh, look at that. Look, that's
it's got a big pineapple wedge in it.
Look at that.
Maraschino
beautiful.
Cherry. A little redder cheeky color.
I get a nice little picture of her because she's fabulous.
Also in a Collins glass with cubed ice.
Yeah, we got a big old pineapple wedge in there.
Yeah, it's lovely. We should eat it when we're done here.
I'm going to.
All right, should we do our next toast? Listener submission of a toast.
Oh my gosh.
From Brian.
I'm so excited. Brian G. from
Central Florida.
Brian.
Thank you for
Thank
sending
you.
This.
Honestly, amazing. Okay, so he sent us a toast.
May you live as long as you want and not want as long as you live.
Love that. Beautiful.
One of his favorite Irish toasts.
Cheers to you, Brian.
Oh,
Okay. 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 So I'm tasting pineapple juice and rum.
It tastes a little harsher, though.
I don't know. It's not quite balanced. I don't know. It's pineapple juice, but what's making it red? Or is that brown? Or is it, I don't know. Okay, we'll find out.
Let's look.
Here's what we have. Orange juice, pineapple juice, lime juice, bitters, and rum.
Maybe it's the bitters?
It's the bitters, but...
But I like bitters. It's not bad.
No, to me, it just feels like...
It's not as crushable as the first
one. No, the first drink was just so delicious that I think that if we had this on any other night, we would love this.
It definitely tastes more bitter.
Okay, this drink is by Ray Fine of Dawn the Beachcombers
Ray
in Hollywood.
Fines?
Ray Fines.
Sorry.
In between all of the things, he was also a bartender in 1968 when this was served as a hangover cure.
This was a hangover cure?
Yeah, so it's basically just like keep getting drunk.
Tiki Bloody Mary.
No, there's not much alcohol in it. I'm looking at it.
So you're saying we're having three today?
Yeah, no. I mean, there's not much alcohol, but I think that it's just like hair of the dog. You're going to keep getting a little bit drunk.
Yeah.
And you're going to drink a lot of orange juice and pineapple juice. I don't taste the orange juice. I taste the pineapple juice.
I taste the pineapple. And I definitely taste the bitter.
I'm going to go for this cherry. It looks good.
Okay.
All right.
So let's get back on topic.
So we were talking about rides that we would or would not want to get on drunk.
Do you have experience with this? You haven't gone that much as a single adult, I feel like.
No, that's a
thing. Or like with your spouse, no children.
Okay. So I'm trying to think about the times that I've been like legit like tipsy at a park. I would say for sure our first day in Galaxy's Edge.
When we had every drink at Olga's.
Yeah. So I would say that I've done Smuggler's Run drunk.
Well, and when we were like a little woo afterwards, yeah.
And that, and then obviously I've been drunk at Epcot.
Sure.
So, but
What did you go on at Epcot?
That's
drunk?
What I'm saying.
Were you just walking around?
You were walking around, and the times that I was probably drunk, it was probably.
That's kind of the beauty of Epcot. If you're being responsible and having a drink in most countries, having the tidbits of food, I find. find that very enjoyable, and you're like walking it off, having food, having drink, having water. You cannot be an asshole and have a very good time.
I jumped in the water.
Oh, you jumped in the Friends Fountain. Great.
No.
You're one of those people I see footage of on TikTok then.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
I did it for the Riz.
I'm just saying you can enjoy yourself there without being an idiot. That being said, I have fallen asleep on an attraction at Epcot because I was wasted. But I was meeting friends in Orlando for Horror Nights.
Yeah.
But we had also met up at Epcot the day before Horror Nights. And we were drinking around the world. And we started right when it opened. And I did rookie mistake, even though I was 32 years, 33 years old, or whatever it was, and didn't really eat a lot. Drank most of the world.
Oh, no.
And then we went on Living with the Land.
Oh, well, that'll put anybody to sleep.
And I was with my buddy, my pal, Gay Rich, and we were kind of just leaning on each other.
Oh, man.
Took a little quick 20, woke up, we were good to go. But I was like, out.
You could conceivably fall asleep on that ride without alcohol.
But I love that ride.
Yeah, sure.
But I was just like, it was so hot that day. And like, we had had too much to drink by like noon.
I wish that they took pictures on that ride. And then
I wonder if there are pictures. I don't know.
Are there better rides to go on when you're drunk?
Fun ones to go on when you're drunk.
I would say the Fiesta Mexican.
The Mexico boat ride.
The Mexico boat ride, I think, would be.
I keep wanting to say De Chupacabra, but that's not right.
Three Caballeros.
Remember when Donald died during COVID? What the heck is it called? Grand Fiesta Tour.
The Grand Fiesta Tour.
It's a good, like, nap one.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Grand Fiesta Tour is a really fun one to go on if you're drunk.
But also, there's no walls on that, so you got to be a middle person if you're going to take a snooze.
Okay, we all know that the slow-moving boat rides aside, your small worlds, your Grand Fiesta Tour, your Living with the Land, those are all, like, great ones to go on. But is there a ride that you think would be more fun to go on when you're drunk?
Yes, I've got a couple.
Okay, hit me.
Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. You have one or two drinks. You get on that sucker. You're feeling like warm in your tummy when you get on there. You get off that sucker. You are.
Oh, I love that.
Good tip.
Yeah.
But also, be careful.
Yeah, seriously. You could overdo
it.
If
you've had too much to drink and get on that, I could definitely see you not feeling good when you get off of that.
Totally.
Depending on what song and what version you get. It does drop more or less, so like, gotta be a little careful with that.
What's your favorite song on that?
Hit Me with Your Best Shot.
Oh, yeah.
I also think Big Thunder is a fun one to do when you're a little tipsy.
Oh, yeah.
But be careful about looking at that goat.
You took the words out of my mouth. If you're drunk, don't look at the goat.
Do not look at the goat. Even when you're sober, if you get a little spinnies, don't look at the goat.
Right. This is a tip for Disneyland newbies or anybody. So
yeah, I'm not sure if this exists in Disney World, does it?
No, it doesn't. I don't think they have the goat. There's a thing. It's like a fun Easter egg of like a of being on the ride. So a lot of people, when you go up the mountain.
But it's like the second lift till.
There's
the
a goat
external one.
Holding a stick of dynamite in his mouth.
As you start going down the hill.
And bank to the right.
If you look back up at him to the right.
You're supposed to get like a fun little like head rush.
And it works.
Yeah, it's like a fun little like.
But if you're a little tipsy, I could see it could make you sick.
Yeah. And also another tip, hit up that last row. Row 15.
It's the way to go.
Do not let your kids talk you into going in the front row.
There is nothing on
it's
that ride.
It's so slow. Get that last row. Big Thunder Mountain, row 15.
I do enjoy Incredicoaster if I've had a drink or two. But again, same as Guardians. If you've had more than a drink or two, that's not going
to
be good.
Yeah, I don't know. Incredicoaster, that
And then if it gets
inversion.
Stuck and you have to walk down, good luck to you, my friends.
I don't know.
Cars is fun. It seems faster.
Oh, my God. Drinking and driving in Cars Land?
Oh, my God. That sounded so bad.
Get behind the wheel. Get behind Lightning McQueen.
He'll drive you to safety.
Yeah, he's driving. He's doing the heavy lifting. You're just along for the ride.
The
Lightning
DD.
McQueen is your DD.
He's a safe driver.
Yeah.
He only did that really bad crash in Cars 3, so he'll be fine.
Yeah, ka-chow.
Ka-chow.
I love that. I agree. I think that Radiator Springs Racers would be very fun.
I wouldn't do Tomater.
I would not do Tomater, and I would not do Luigi.
Rock and Roadsters, no.
Fuck no.
What about Florida stuff?
Okay, Mine Train.
That could be more fun with a sippy.
Yeah, a little sip on Mine Train could be fun.
Because then you're like rocking and rolling a little more.
Yeah, I think that that's pretty fun. Oh, Indy. Indy might be fun.
Indy's fun and a little more disorienting potentially.
Yeah.
Did I tell you when I went on this with my mother-in-law like a month ago when we were down there?
No.
It was the first time I ever saw everything working on it.
Holy crap.
Everything. I've seen things on it I've never seen before.
Ozzy, my son, was just watching the behind the attraction of Indiana Jones. And it's awesome. I never knew how the boulder worked.
Yeah.
It's the whole fucking cool. room moves.
The room moves. The boulder doesn't move.
The boulder doesn't move. The room moves.
It's wild.
How does that even... Corey, when I saw that and we watched that, I immediately...
You didn't know that?
I don't think I knew that.
That's funny.
I immediately forgave all the times that I've cursed him and being like, the ball didn't move. The ball didn't move.
Because the room wasn't moving.
I know, but I'm like, the whole fucking room moves.
Yeah.
That's
because it's
wild.
Allowed to have like five large bits of it that don't move before they will shut it down.
Did you ever go on it when they had the ice falling?
No, I don't think I ever experienced that.
No, I didn't
But
either.
I experienced things a couple weeks ago that I've never seen.
Wow. Is it a Mandela effect? I swear I remember that you could go in different doors at the beginning.
It used to rotate.
It used to. Okay. I didn't know if we collectively thought that as
no,
like...
that used to be different. Yeah.
Okay.
But that hasn't happened for a long time either.
Yeah.
Okay. The other things I would say the other things that are terrible to drink and then go on.
Yeah, let's hit up. Like,
are Mickey's Fun Wheel of Death.
That would be terrifying drunk.
But also, maybe you need a drink to do it once.
I think on that ride, it's a slipper. You have a razor thin margin.
Yep.
You can be the right amount of drunk.
It's terrifying.
Okay, here's the thing. Get a glass of wine, get a beer, and then go on that.
One drink.
One drink. If you are one drink in,
go on
that.
The swinging version.
The swinging version of that. Anything
and then never look back.
Anything more, you will. My dad almost puked on us during that. We were like grasping for the barf bags on that because he's like, I'm going to puke.
They do have barf bags
they
on
do.
The side.
He's like, I'm going to puke. I'm going to puke. And we were like, Pops, don't do it. Don't do it. He's going to puke on my children.
The other thing I would say, never have an alcoholic beverage and go on in Epcot is Mission Space.
Oh.
I've had no alcohol beverages, gone on the green version and thought I was going to die. That ride is not for me, dude.
It's so funny because we have not even mentioned Universal. I would just say don't go on any ride in Universal drunk.
Well,
the screens fuck me up anyway.
We were trying to stay more Disney centric tonight,
okay, yeah.
But I would say Harry Potter and Forbidden Journey, I can't.
Don't.
No. I can do after like two drinks. But I have to close my eyes at Whomping Willows.
No, thank you. I get vertigo on that ride just
I can never
anyway.
Do Simpsons ever.
No. That's what I'm saying. Screen rides. Avoid screen rides
because
when you're drunk.
The problem is like the glasses and the clarity of the screen are not clear enough to like sync up with your brain.
Soarin', would you go on Soarin' drunk?
Over California, yes. Over the world, no.
Okay. Would you go on Flight of Passage drunk?
I have, and it was okay. You gotta squeeze that little puppy.
Yeah, sit on that. What's that? What's the thing that's flying?
Banshee.
Get on that banshee.
Squeeze that banshee.
Straddle your banshee. Hey, tip your banshees.
Tip your banshee on the way out.
Tip your banshee on the way out.
Have that green beer. I like that green beer, by the way. It tastes like Magic Hat. Have you ever had Magic Hat?
Yeah, I've had Magic Hat.
I feel like that green beer in Pandora Land tastes like Magic Hat. The green beer.
You know what? I would love Navi River Journey drunk.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh.
No. Navi River Journey high.
Oh, my.
After Agami?
My Awa.
Never been more chill in your life.
I'm
never been more chill.
Okay, that's where we're going to end it.
Okay, we're calling it My Awa.
I'm calling it right there. My Awa. I'm so happy right now. I'm on that river journey. But now I'm going to go pay some bills. Before we leave, drink was great, right?
Oh, shoot. We didn't rate this one out.
Yeah. Before we leave.
2.75?
Okay. I would say 3.25. I liked it. This is...
It was fine.
3.25 was great. We sucked it down. I didn't eat the pineapple. Pineapple. I'm going to go eat that pineapple, and then I'm going to pay some bills, and then I'm going to get home, and then I'm going to wrap it up at home. All right.
You're stumbling.
Yep.
Mahalo.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you have it. Another episode in the books.
Got two more down.
Yeah, two more drinks down. Delicious drinks. I liked these drinks. You liked these drinks.
Yeah, these were good.
You know how to find us by now. Please, on iTunes, rate and review our show. Give us 5 stars and leave a little comment. You know, a little love.
If it's funny, we'll probably read it on a podcast coming up.
Yeah, say whatever you want, but be nice. Okay.
We're
fragile. We're fragile, fragile human beings.
It's all fun and games until someone criticizes us.
Which makes our decision to do this podcast even...
On a public platform.
On a public platform.
Very questionable.
Yeah. We never said that we have good judgment.
No.
Okay.
Really, we don't.
Well, you know how to find us on social media. It's at My Time the Podcast on Instagram. You can email us or call us with any groglog tips or feedback on the show or a toast that you want us to cheers with. If we say your toast on the show, we'll send you a sticker. It's mytimethepodcast@gmail.com, and it's 559-WE-DRUNK if you want to call and leave us a message. Nobody's calling and leaving us a message.
I know. Why is everyone so scared to call us and leave us a message?
Yeah, just call us.
If you don't want it played on air, we won't play it on air. Yeah, just call and leave us a message.
Yeah, we talk to you. You could talk to us.
Yeah, Jesus.
Come on. It's a two-way street.
We're just talking into the ether here.
Yeah. All right. You know where we'll be next week.
Until next time.
Same Tiki Tuesday time.
Tiki Tuesday time?
Yeah, sure. I tried it. Okay, that's it. That's our show.
Mahalo.
Bye.